FM 90.3 WJTL Evie McKinney with Look No Further. Before that, Chris Tomlin with the tune Always, and Mr. Stephen Curtis Chapman lining up there as well with the tune Speechless. Happy Tuesday at 7:20, hanging out today with Mindy and Olivia.
Thanks for your financial support, and thanks to these business listeners. Casey Jones's restaurant at the Red Caboose Motel near Strasbourg. Family-friendly dining aboard a real train car. Also featuring a gift shop, playgrounds, countryside views, and more. RedCabooseMotel.com. And also Penn Medicine Lancaster General Health and its spine program, which provides comprehensive treatment for back and neck pain. LGHealth.org/spine. And we invite your support to WJTL 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim 17545. Or WJTL.com.
And a weather check here. Sunshiny skies, 81 today, mostly clear overnight, low around 58. And winning Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 86. Currently, it's a sunshiny 64. And we are joined this morning by our new friend, Derek Thompson. He's director of the Gateway to Freedom Foundation. Hello there again, Derek.
Hey. Hello, Mindy.
Good having you here this morning. We don't get to meet our guests usually beforehand, so it was nice seeing you walk in and
yes.
Be excited about your ministry. So for those who are just tuning in now, maybe on their way to work or school, what does Gateway to Freedom do? Like, what is your main purpose?
Yes. So Gateway to Freedom, again, our vision is to put sex trafficking out of business. And our mission statement is to free and protect people from consumer sexual beliefs and behavior. So we want to see people get free from any type of consumer sex behavior. We want to protect the next generation as well. That's so important. Educating parents, grandparents, just the community at large on things we can be doing now that will give our young boys and girls a much better chance of being free when they are adults.
Yes. And people always think it's like it's somewhere else. It's not
right.
Here. It's in Lancaster, Derek.
It's right here. Yeah. Sex trafficking hides in plain sight. It's a major issue for us. It's not always visible. We haven't. Once you're trained to see it, you see it.
Correct. It's like the blinders are taken off,
yes.
And you can see.
Then you go, oh my gosh, I had no idea. You know, you have this kind of like that kind of moment.
Yes. You have any stories that you can tell us?
Yeah.
About,
so
Derek?
You know, there's a story that has stuck with me all these years. It's about 10 years that I've, and this motivates the work that I do and why we do what we do. So it was I was living in Florida at the time.
Okay.
Law enforcement in the Orlando area would do reverse sting operations, in which they would put an ad online as like an underage girl.
Yes.
Kind of like to catch a predator.
Yes.
Type operation. Well, in one of these sting operations 10 years ago, a 21-year-old man on his honeymoon was arrested. Okay, so I'll let that sink in for a moment. A 21-year-old young man on his honeymoon waited for his wife to go to sleep, and then he got online and started looking for this behavior, and then he showed up and got arrested. For me, that has just always broken my heart, because I know that that 21-year-old man did not wake up on his honeymoon and say, you know what, I think I'm going to try this for the first time in my life. You know, I'm going to. This was a behavior that probably started when he was first exposed to pornography when he was 11, 12, 13 years old. And I have always felt like as a society, we failed that young man and we failed that young woman. But it shows you also the powerful destructive behavior that consumer sex has. You know, it ruined this marriage.
Yes.
Before it even began.
Honeymoon stage.
Yeah. So I think, man, if we could provide intervention strategies.
Yes.
Like the Gateway to Freedom 3-day workshop and other things that would help people before they before it gets to that point, can, you know, we could see marriages actually have a fighting chance when
yes.
they get started. So
you have a 3-day workshop coming up in October 14th to the 16th.
That's right.
And it's going to be at the Tuscarora Inn and Conference Center.
Yes.
That's in Mount Bethel, PA. How can folks get some information? How can they register? How
Absolutely.
Can they find out more?
One, and this is for men. If you're struggling with any unwanted sexual behavior, please come to this workshop. You're going to get a lot of really good information. Just be in the right community. But gatewayff.org is the way that men can find out more about this.
Yes.
And can register for the workshop. You just click Find Freedom. So go on the website, gatewayff.org, click Find Freedom, and you'll see information there on the workshop.
And we also have a number, 717-426-9977. Derek,
Yes.
God bless you. Thank you for coming in. You can see it that this is what you are passionate about and you want to see this stopped.
Yes,
so
thank
you. So we appreciate you.
Mandy, it's been a pleasure getting to
know you.
And we are fast friends now, and you as well, Olivia. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, let's get back to the tunes. Here's Brandon Murphy, Love Won't Let Go on WJTL.